right, then. Put your seatbelts on. We're headed out. Welcome to Rasterweb's audio experiment number one. It is August, I believe, the 18th, 2004. And I'm just recording this because I've been listening to Dave Weiner and Adam Curry. And I heard both of them do a bit where they're driving in the car and also recording their audio blogging type thing. It's sort of surreal while you're driving, listening to them and they're driving. So I thought I'd give that a try. And we're just going to take a little drive to the office today, and you're going to come along with me. Wait, it's a 45-50 minute drive, so you're not going to get the whole thing. You'll just get the highlights. That's about it. Goodbye. Railroad tracks! Driving past Silver Lake now. One of the, I think it's four bodies of water we drive by each day. I find it very calming and relaxing driving by the bodies of water. I'm sure you will too. Very boring stretch of road called BB, Highway BB. It's a nice stretch of road because they repaved it recently. I believe the reason they repaved it is they're building a lot of very expensive homes along this road, and you know they can't have their nice BMWs driving on a crappy road. So that's it's all nice and smooth now. Extremely foggy today, which is not a lot of fun to drive through. Now I got to take a break. I have to listen to Showbiz News on WLZR Laser 103. Now driving past Golden Lake. We passed Silver Lake earlier, and now there's Golden Lake. So, kind of a theme going with the names of the lakes. It's a rather boring stretch of road, so I've prepared some notes, things I want to talk about. Get that ready. What's up? Okay. Well, the notes flew out the window, so I don't remember what I wrote. So we'll come back later. Okay, so I just saw the first sign for Russ Darrow, who I believe is running for U.S. Senate. Now, I don't like Russ Darrow, and I'll tell you why. The car I'm driving is a Dodge Intrepid, and it's a complete piece of crap, and I got it from Russ Darrow. Okay, Russ, you sold me a piece of crap car. I've paid huge amounts of money to have this car repaired over the years. It's fallen to pieces. Right now, I've just realized again that I can only have heat in this car. The little hot-cold thing has broken, and it's stuck on heat. I shouldn't mention all the other things that if the wipers have broken, those are wired up. There's a number of other issues. I won't get into that right now, but I definitely will not be voting for Russ Darrow. That much I can tell you. There's another Russ Darrow sign, which, you know, we're all familiar with geocaching. I wonder if we could do something like geo-audio location-based something or other, where basically you record things describing your environment and others attempt to guess exactly where you are. If you're wondering where I am right now, I am in a small town called Ixonia, and you can just look that up and see what you find. All right, well, we're going to stop for gas, and the gas price today for the regular is $1.95, which is not bad, not great. This is the non-reformulated gas, also known as good old gas by some. We're at a Shell station, and my favorite Shell, by the way, is Bash. Yeah, we're getting gas. There's another Dodge Intrepid here, and I always feel sorry for the poor bastards who have to drive a Dodge Intrepid, because well, I then remember I am one of those people, and then I just feel sorry for myself. So that's about it. Yes, but we forgot to pay, so we're kind of in a hurry. I'm joking, of course. We purchased our gasoline at the filling station, as any law-abiding citizen should. They actually have signs at a lot of gas stations explaining that, you know, driving away without paying is a crime. And that's just for people who, you know, try to claim ignorance on that or just aren't familiar with how it works, purchasing goods and services, you know, when you get them. All right, well, I'm listening to Adam Curry right now, so I'm not going to say a whole lot. I think you'll all find this quite annoying. You know, I'm behind someone who is... I better turn this down. Driving behind someone who just... They're going just about the speed limit, which, you know, it's like you can't quite pass them because they're going the limit, but they're not really going any more than that. It's kind of like one or two below the limit, so it gets a little annoying. Hey, since Adam's moving to the UK, I was thinking he could do a parody song called Adam C. in the UK, kind of a takeoff of Anarchy in the UK. Just a thought for you, Adam.
The FCC.
Alright, well, I'll be at the office in a few minutes. Looks like I'm actually going to be right on time. Usually a little early, rarely a little late. Today it looks like I might be right on time. So that's about it for today. I hope you enjoyed our brief journey together. And I don't know if we'll do this again. Who knows? We'll catch you later.